Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you spotlighting this week?
It's a great time of the show, Chris, and I don't want to get overly dramatic, but this is one of the better stories personally I've come across in the years we've been doing this. Last week, of course, was Halloween, Chris, and the Colts had a something they call each year the Colts Kids Club Halloween Party. It's at Lucas Oil Stadium. And what they did this year, Chris, they got together with the St. Mary's Child Center, which is a local center for kids there. And they invited 100 kids, and the Colts are partnering with this Ashley Furniture Home Store. And they got a hold of 100 local kids there that they knew did not have beds, you know, from very poor community kids, Chris, and they did not have their own beds to sleep. And they went on and they explained in this article how important it is, obviously, for kids to get sleep and how you just can't function without sleep, especially these are young kids that did not have beds. So the Colts work with this Hope the Dream Foundation. And what Ashley Furniture out there does is for every mattress they sell, they donate to this Hope the Dream charity, which puts on events like this. So what they did, Chris, and the shout out tonight is going to be the Colts organization and also Colts linebacker Anthony Walker, because he was the representative that night that sat with these kids, signed autographs, made them feel important. But what they did, Chris, it was incredible. These kids show up at Lucas Oil Stadium. They actually do some trick or treating on the field, get all kinds of candy, and then all of a sudden the chief sales officer of Ashley Furniture, his name is Arnie Capitanelli. He gets one kid, picks him up, and brings him over to a door that leads to inside the Lucas Oil Center. And he says to the kid, I want you to say trick or treat. And he says, the trick is that we got you here. You say treat and treat. So Arnie opens the door, Chris, and there inside there are 100 brand new beds for these kids, all with new comforters on them, Colt flags on them, memorabilia on them, and every one of the beds had the names of the 100 kids that were to receive it. And all Arnie said was, go find your new beds, kids. And they all ran in there, and they said the joy. And there's video, Chris, at the website. You got to check this out. It's going to bring tears to your eyes. But the kids go on, they make their beds. And there was one girl, actually, Chris, she got in her bed and she told the organizers of the event, I don't want to leave. And that kind of tells you what kind of impact it had on her. And Anthony Walker just said it was just, his quote was, the little things that we take for granted, these kids cherish the most. And he says, that's what life's about. You want to give back. You want to be a blessing to someone else. That's what's it about, coming together, making an impact, being a difference maker. And I'm happy just to be a part of it. So again, the shout out is to Anthony, the football player, and a guy like Arnie Capitanelli, who was the sales officer at this furniture home store, who made these 100 kids' lives better. Again, I urge people there, go to the Colts website, and it's called Colts in Ashley Home Store Treat 100 Kids to a Bed of Their Own. Video, stories, pictures, Chris. It's a great thing, and just so proud to see what they did and what a guy like Anthony Walker did, how he made these kids, their entire holiday season is made now.
No kidding, Bob. What an outstanding story. And I'm looking it up as we speak and looking at on Colts.com. So, yeah, please, folks, go check that out. That is an unbelievable story, Bob. What a great thing that Anthony Walker and the folks there did. So kudos to him and the Colts organization. And, Bob, as I mentioned earlier tonight, I'm putting my spotlight on Lee Steinberg's client, Pat Mahomes, who recently spent, as Lee talked about earlier in the show, spent his day off helping build transitional housing for veterans in the Kansas City area with the Veterans Community Project. And the Veterans Community Project was started by a guy by the name of Chris Stout, who is up for, oh, by the way, CNN's 2018 Hero of the Year Award, because his organization is building a cluster of tiny houses that veterans can stay in lieu of having to go to homeless shelters. And when Stout saw what the homeless shelters were like and seeing how unsafe and the lack of privacy these guys have, he said, you know what? I'm going to start building these cluster tiny homes for our homeless veterans, you know, and give them a place to stay. And as he says, when a veteran asks for help, he says first yes, and then figures out what to do later. So, you know, hey, I'm going to say yes first, and that's what we're going to do, and we're going to help this veteran out. We'll figure out all the details later. But Pat Mahomes is volunteering to help paint those houses, and the Veterans Community Project has a goal of having 49 houses built by the end of 2019. And Mahomes views his work there as a way, you know, a way to ingrain himself in the Kansas City community, but B, help support our military veterans. And on top of the work that Pat Mahomes is doing there, he and his backup quarterbacks, Chad Henne and Chase Litton, also recently spent time at the University of Kansas Health Center System Hospital and visiting unsuspecting patients. They just kind of came in unannounced and started walking around and visiting with patients and handing out autographed flags and offering words of encouragement so that, you know, for a few minutes, the patients there could forget about the things that they're dealing with. So kudos to Pat Mahomes for spending his days off making a positive impact in his new home, if you will, in Kansas City there for both veterans and then patients at the hospital. I thought that was a great thing as well, Bob.
How appropriate with Veterans Day coming up, Chris, and you and I are going to salute the veterans. But and like Lee Steinberg said, on his day off, and he had to be tired, but this had nothing to do about a guy that's in shape or whatever. That comes from the heart, Chris, and it just seems that's the kind of guy like Mahomes is, and it's just refreshing. Again, we see so many of the young guys coming out of college or doing other things when they have some indiscretions, those are the ones that make the front page, and Mahomes should be on the front page right now for his off-field stuff, never mind what he does on Sundays. So thanks for bringing that up, and it was quite the duo that we honored tonight.
Yes, it was. That was a great segment, and it's always our favorite. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Lee Steinberg, Tony Collins, John Luke, and Tony Mandridge for joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, it's always great spending my Thursday nights with you, my friend.
And thank you, Chris, for putting it all together. And again, you and I can't give a shout-out enough to all the veterans out there, past and present. If they didn't do what they did, you and I wouldn't be doing what we do. So God bless.
Yeah, absolutely right. Without them, there is no us. So thank you to our veterans. We can't thank you enough for your service to our country. All right. Typically now is when we'll tell you who we've got coming up, but we're going to be off for a couple of weeks. I've got my anniversary coming up next week, and then the following Thursday is Thanksgiving. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back with you on Thursday, November the 29th with four more great guests, plus, of course, Tony Collins and our five-star picks of the week. So we look forward to catching up with everybody then. I want to remind everybody how you can follow us on social media. First, on Facebook, we have a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, you'll be able to link back to our page over on Podbean. And we post all of our shows there on Podbean as well. It's a free. All of our archive episodes are listed there, and you can stream or download any of them for free. And we can't thank our friends at Podbean enough for featuring us every single week right there in their NFL fan segment, our fan section as well. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home. I'll miss you for the next couple of weeks, but take us home tonight.
Yeah, Chris, again, happy anniversary to you and your wife. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm sure the next time we talk, there'll be snow on the ground here, so wish me luck, please, okay?
So, absolutely.
We want to also thank our terrific announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. Until a few weeks from now, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.